Got an issue you just can't fix? On the fence about what direction you should take? Been wrestling with a situation that's out of control? Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
Yes, the segment where you get to challenge our guests to solve something from your too hard basket. Our two hard basketeers are Rudy Bremer, host of Away on RN and Little Yarns on ABC Kids Listen. And if you listen to Stop Everything, which of course you do, you know that Rudy is our resident romance critic. Hi, Rudy.
Hi, Bev.
It's great to have you here on the other show, Life Matters. And comedian, writer, and former tax accountant Saran Jayamana is also jumping out of the too hard basket. Hi, Saran.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you both. So this week's problem comes from Connor, and it's about getting unfriended. I have definitely experienced that. I wonder, Saran and Rudy, are you familiar with this scenario? Rudy, do you want to kick us off?
I think I'm familiar with this scenario, but I have to admit, I think I've been on both sides of it.
Absolutely.
Like a lot of us, I've been a great friend to people who haven't entirely appreciated it or appreciate it to the extent that I wanted. And I'm sure that I've done the same to somebody else.
Saran, what's your unfriending background? Just generally, we don't need details. We don't need details. But okay. You've been on both sides as well?
Best to stay anonymous. I think I definitely have experience with being unfriended. And it might be because I am a comedian, and in the early years of doing comedy, I campaigned a little bit too hard to get people to come see my shows. And I think I wasn't probably very good at comedy. And they, you know, that puts strain on the friendship when you're, and years down the track, now I am quite good at it. I've noticed that the friends quotient in the audience is a lot lower. So I think they've disappeared over time.
Oh, dear, Saran, you might need to go back and make some amends. Let's get into the problem sent in by Connor. And Connor writes to us and says, after spending 4 years supporting my incarcerated best friend and a year living together right after they were granted parole, getting this, mind you, required untold amounts of advocacy and hoop jumping on my part, I've now find myself seriously mistreated and cut off from my best friend. Sure, the new boyfriend might have something to do with it too. Despite the hurt and heartbreak, I've decided that I need to let go. In fact, lately, I've been reflecting upon many friendships and found that they are not worth the emotional labor demanded of me. So the question is, what is the best way to get closure for myself in these circumstances? Saran, what are your first thoughts as you hear this dilemma?
Well, my very first thought is that, you know, obviously they've been going through a tough time because they were in prison, and I've never been to prison, but I've heard it's pretty rough. I think it's probably not the nicest place to be. And so I think, you know, maybe I think it was a great thing that you did, even just to be friends with them during that tough period in their life. And I think you can always sort of, even though maybe they haven't treated you the best, it's nice to know that you were there for someone, I think. Like there's that phrase, you know, you have friends for a reason, friends for a season. And I don't know how that ends. I think it's maybe occasionally you have a friend who commits treason. I'm not
You've
sure what they're
left us hanging there, Saran. Well, Rudy, what about you? What do you think about the vast, we only know one side of the story, obviously, but Connor is telling us that they put in a huge amount of effort and care into making sure this friend was okay in a really difficult time. Now there's a huge sense of loss. Can you relate to this at all?
I can relate. And again, this is one of those situations where I feel like I've been there. I've stepped up and helped out a friend who was in a bad situation and, you know, and similarly needed somewhere to live quite quickly. So they moved in with me. And I have to think about what I was expecting from that, whether I was expecting some kind of gold star of friendship, like a friendship medal, because the way that it kind of fell out, it's taken as a very normal, very mundane element of our friendship. And there is a part of me that there's a little voice in my head that resents that.
Yes.
And I had to kind of step back and think about why I was upset that I wasn't getting credit for having done something that I thought was spectacular. And you start to
think about
maybe needs to think about that first. Was kind of expecting this.
Yes.
And not having that expectation met, is that where the actual hurt is?
And also, you know, not to, Connor has done a great thing. And so no, there's no shade on that, but maybe interrogating, why did I feel like I needed to be the one to come in and save my friend? And
because,
and, yeah, and looking to yourself a little bit.
It also, I mean, like you've said, Bev, we don't know the full story. We're getting part of it. But when a friend is the person that is stepping into this role and taking on so much advocacy work, it sends a little bit of a flag that maybe there's not other people in this person's life to do that. Maybe they don't have the support that Connor has. Maybe Connor is used to having a collection of people able to take on this challenge, and Connor's friend doesn't. So he's stepping into that role. It is a lot of work to take on when you are the only person, and that's difficult. But it also makes me sort of a little bit wary of entirely cutting somebody off when that might be the situation, because you're going to think about this down the track if something goes wrong.
These are the things that keep us up at night. This is why it's called the Too Hard Basket. Now, Seren, what do you think Connor should do? Connor's looking for closure, so clearly the moment to seek an explanation or have that big conversation is past in Connor's mind. Do you think it is?
Well, it's a really good point that Rudy made. I think sometimes when you have a friend who leans on you a lot, the expectation is that in tough times, they'll be there to reciprocate or to sort of, you know, you've given them something, maybe they'll be able to give you something when you have a tough time. But often, maybe, as Rudy said, they might not have anyone else. And it's sort of like a pay it forward kind of thing. So you've done some good for this person, Connor. Maybe there's someone else in your network who that karma will come through and they'll, like it, sometimes you just have to look to someone else to give you the support because the person you were supporting just isn't equipped to do it. This, by the way, is a very tricky Too Hard Basket. I've been on Too Hard Basket before, and I think it was something like, I don't know if I can make a pizza dough from scratch. That's my kind of.
We ruled you out, Seren, and yeah. Rudy, because you are truly the top of the heap, the cream of the crop.
So my advice, Connor, I think is you've done good by this person, and sometimes it's worth having friends in different categories. So you have a friend who's going through a tough time that you give support to, and then sometimes you have a friend who's got a really nice wine cellar but not enough time in their life to get through all the wine. You know what I mean? You've got a friend with a boat. You have different friends in different categories.
It's the give and take beauty of friendship. Well, the ones who are the givers, the ones who are the sharers, and the ones that you share to. Seren's making a joke there, Rudy, but does he have a point about having an array of friends that you have a different dynamic with? Is that healthy in your view? Is that necessary?
I think it's a really healthy way of approaching it. And I do have these kinds of friendships where, in particular, one of my mates will talk to me about how she worries about dumping all of her problems or coming to me when she wants to dump her problems on somebody and to talk through them, and the fact that I rarely do the same with her. And we've talked about the fact that it is okay with us because I do have other people that I talk to. And that's just, it's just the dynamic that we've developed. And part of it is an age thing. Part of it is a cultural thing. But there's something about recognizing what works in your friendship and making that happen. I think on a practical level, what I would suggest Connor try is set some personal boundaries, and you don't need to explain this to anybody. This can just be something that you do for yourself. I like to, when there is a friend that I think that I'm giving a bit more than I'm getting from, I set a bit of a plan where I'm like, once a month I'm going to reach out, I'm going to make an offer of something fun we can do, something that's just, it's pure fun, and it's up to them to accept. And if it doesn't work for them, but they don't make any other realistic offer back, then that's okay. That, you know, we start again the next month. And then that just becomes, you know, I might do that for a year. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it might be once every 2 months and it will slowly kind of fade back.
That's some great advice, Rudy, there about setting boundaries and also not putting too many expectations in there. I think that's fantastic advice. Soren, have you got any similar advice as in our final minute here?
My main takeaway is that through what I've experienced through life is that you tend to shed friends as you get older. And I've witnessed this with my dad. I remember when I was growing up, all his friends were sort of my mum's friends' partners. And now his friend is just the dog. So I feel like it's worth kind of making effort. And as Rudy says, try not to set too high expectations and sort of like vibing it out so that you don't risk kind of isolating yourself in time.
I want to shout out Saran, your dad, and your dad's dog. So, you know, shout out to you. We can be your friends here on Life Matters. Comedian and writer Saran Jayamana is our Too Hard Basketeer for this week. His website is Saran Jayamana. Jayamana is spelled Jayemanne. Thank you so much, Saran. And Rudy Bremer is presenter of Away on RN and Little Yarns on ABC's Listen. And also, she is Stop Everything's resident romance critic. And if you've got a quandary that's keeping you awake, email us at lifematters@abc.net.au. Put Too Hard Basket in the subject line.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.